Lots to get to. Canucks winners last night at Rogers Arena. But joining us on the line, a man who is signed, sealed, delivered, and Hollywood bound. He always kind of had that Hollywood personality. Ben
Hutton. You can make a living in L.A.
L.A., man.
The hair, the flow.
Yeah, I'm headed to L.A. I'm excited to get things going here. I'm missing a bit of a training camp, but I'll get back in there and get back in the swing of things. I'm excited to get going.
Yeah, good for you. You know, Ben, you handle everything here well, and, go to L.A., that might be a perfect fit for you. But tell us, because it was such a strange summer for how things were playing out, how difficult was it for you, and something that really we haven't seen from a free agent side probably in a decade?
Yeah, it was definitely a whirlwind of the summer. I mean, at the start of the summer, I had the arbitration rights, and then, with the salary cap being so tight in Vancouver, they decided, to not qualify me there. And after that, it was I didn't see that coming, so it was kind of, a whirlwind of events. And then I was a free agent, and I was, able to talk to, multiple different teams, and finally thought that the best fit was in LA, and I'm looking super forward to it.
Ben, when you sit back and you're entering your fifth year in the NHL, and I want to go back to what Perry said, because we just had Mike Liu, an agent, on for Mikko Rantanen and Patrick Laine. They're still not signed. What does it do to your emotional state, your headspace, when you're sitting there going, I'm an NHL defenseman, I haven't signed in June or July, September's coming. Like, mentally, what kind of grind was it?
Yeah, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's a grind. It's very stressful. You tell yourself, stay focused, work on, just getting bigger, stronger, faster. But at the same time, there's always that a little voice in your back of head saying, what the heck's going on? Where are we going? What are we going to do? So it is a grind, but at the same time, you got to stay patient, believe in yourself, and know that when the time comes and you're called, you're going to be ready to go.
Stressful, Ben? Was it stressful, like, going through this, all of it? I mean, the ups and downs. I mean, you're still a wanted man at the end of the day, but just the roller coaster of the last few months, man, that's got to be crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I might have a couple of gray hairs in my head now. It's pretty stressful for sure.
Who did you lean on? Did you lean on family? Because it's not like there's a whole list of players that have been through something like this as well.
Yeah, it was pretty much my family that I leaned on. I mean, obviously, I had a couple of former teammates reaching out to me and wanting to know what's kind of going on and or why haven't you signed anywhere and stuff like that. And And everyone was very supportive, but for the most part, I would say my family was my biggest supporters.
So let's go to Los Angeles. What are your goals? What do you want to do? You're on a one-year deal. Show me. So here we go. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you led the Canucks team in scoring for defensemen. So what are some of the goals this year in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm going to go in there. It's a one-year deal, so it's pretty much a show-me deal. I want to go and showcase myself in LA and show everyone that I worked my butt off this summer, and that I'm still a point producing defenseman who can help out both offensively and defensively. So I want to go in there and win some games with LA.
Ben Hutton with us here on Sportsnet 650. So you jump into LA. You obviously had a lot of battles over the years with the Kings. Are there guys you know over there? Is there anybody you can kind of lean on or say, hey, can I get free rent for a little bit here for the next few months until I get settled?
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know a single player. I don't have a relationship with a single player, which is crazy because if you look around the league, at least you've played with a bunch of former teammates, or somebody through someone, and I honestly am not really that close with anyone. But I'm sure soon enough, how the hockey world works, we'll get pretty close.
Anyone reach out to you, just going, hey, we'll fire this guy text? Because you're right, that's strange that you were going to walk into an NHL room, played as many games as you had, and really don't know anybody.
Yeah, it's a rare occasion. No, I mean, it kind of all just got announced last night, and they were actually it all got settled this morning, pretty much, and they were all playing last night. So no My grandparents are just finding out about it now.
Oh, man.
It's pretty early and everyone's finding out. So no LA Kings players have reached out yet, but it's still early, so I'm sure something could happen.
Hey, Ben, you know, things may not have worked out with the Canucks, but social media is a good gauge on what fans think. And last night when the news broke, a lot of fans were like, hey, way to go, Huddy. Wish you all the well in L.A. Is it nice when you see that fan reaction in Vancouver?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, since the moment I got to Vancouver, the fans were nothing but great to me. They're a passionate city. They love their hockey and they want to win games. And at the end of the day, I'm part and parcel of them. But I will miss the support from the fans there, because they were always in my corner and always had my back. The fans in Vancouver are unbelievable.
You were a fun personality, and I would say this: anybody that covered you, you're an easy guy to root for in a lot of ways, Ben. Do you have a favorite moment? I mean, obviously beyond maybe that Canucks family skate that I emceed and you took part in a few months ago, that I'm sure that's probably up there in some favorite moments.
Meeting you, James.
Hanging out with me. No, but is there a favorite moment? Is there a moment that comes to mind in your time here in Vancouver?
You know what? I always look back at Danny and Hank's last game there, and the way they finished that game, I still get the chills just thinking about that game. So that one will definitely be a memory of Vancouver that I'll stick with me for probably a lifetime, because that was an unbelievable game, an unbelievable moment for the city of Vancouver, for the Sedin twins, which were really my leaders since I first came into the league. So I look up to them very much, and that's a moment that sticks out to me the most.
Ben, I don't think anyone wants you to change your demeanor, work hard at your profession, but certainly enjoy life. You do that. You've got a lot of NHL games. Will you seek out a veteran like Doughty to ask, hey, is it okay to go to the beach on days off? Because, man, you got to embrace where you're going.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm in Cali now. Yeah, I'm going to have to see what the boys all get up to, whether if they go to the beach or they get the spike ball games going or what goes on. Yeah, hey. I guess I'm going to have to figure that out slowly and surely. Yeah.
Hey, Benny, here's a problem for you, though, buddy. The next time you play the Canucks, instead of being on the ice with Pettersson, you're going to be against him, and he's going to be coming down on you, boy.
Yeah, I know. He's a little slickery fellow there. I'm going to have to have my head on a swivel, because he can find guys back door, no problem. So, I've seen it firsthand. But next time I'm against him, it's shutting him down this time.
Well, look at it this way, man. You got yourself all jacked and in shape last year, just in time to go to Venice Beach, California, brother.
That's right. Showing it off now. Now I'm just showing it off on the beach.
Hey, Ben, congratulations, man. I'm sure the summer's tough, but as you can tell by the response and by us, we hope it's a massive success. You have a great year, and maybe buy yourself a house in Manhattan Beach down the road, and life's going to be good.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me, guys.